Are you ready to rock 2018 spring and summer fashion trends? Well, you are in the right place and you are listening to the right podcast today. On the show today, we are having the Julie Tussie Show's 2018 spring and summer fashion forecast. Welcome to the Julie Tussie Show.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
Get on the Julie Tussie train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampagne. It's time for the Julie Tussie Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussie.
Thank you so much, everybody. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be here with you on the Julie Tussie Show. Did you know that we are on fire? Fire. Yeah, I did some silly little Snapchat thing and said the Julie Tussie Show is so on fire, and I had flames all over my hair. It was pretty funny. But yep, we're on fire this week. We're heading into spring and summer, and I could not be any happier than I am right now. Yes. Let's take a moment of silence right now and thank Jesus for that. And so we're back. Just in a really, really happy, bubbly mood because the sun is shining and winter is over. You may or may not know, but I moved to Kentucky from Michigan many years ago, and I still cannot tolerate any cold weather or snow. I almost feel insulted when the state of Kentucky dares to have snow, because I moved here so I could get away from that. But so now finally, we just got about 9 or 10 inches in. It only lasts a few days. In Michigan, it lasts forever. So I have that to be thankful about. But it's finally melting off. The weather is picking up. Spring is just in a couple days from the recording of this. So as you hear it, it will officially be spring 2018. And what a better time than to talk in the spring about the new 2018. Okay, let's do this. On the Julie Tussie Show, the 2018 spring fashion forecast. So are you wondering what's going on? Are you wondering what's going on? Well, we're going to talk about the spring, 2000 and spring and summer fashion trends that are starting and ready for you to wear now. I love this season. I love when I don't have to wear so many black clothes. Anybody else get trapped in the black trap? Yes, say that three times really fast. So I'm getting out of the black trap. When I'm cold, I just don't have my juju. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have the juju and the energy and all of that. I rock it pretty good, but yeah, I lose my juju. So before I get to this list, which is fantastic and fabulous, I wanted to tell you that we have some amazing things coming up. In the 1st of June, it will be the 100th episode. Woo woo! 100th episode on the Julie Tussie Show, and we are ecstatic. We want you to join the party. So somehow, I'm still wrapping my brain about it, but we are going to have a podcast party. Maybe we'll just have a party on the podcast, but we're going to be celebrating. I got someone in mind I want to have on the podcast, actually three people that I want to talk to, and we'll take a little time to thank all of our guests that we've had on. It's just going to be a blast, just a blast. So I'm looking forward to that and getting ready to celebrate. We did just have on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, which is my birthday, by the way. We declared on the Julie Tussey Show that it is National Bombshell Day. And you can go back an episode or two to hear what that means. But man, a bombshell, she's rocking it, man. She's kind and compassionate and loves her family. And if she wants to work, she rocks work. She's really, really cool. So National Bombshell Day just for you, Julie Tussey listeners. And get in on that. Check it out next year. Maybe we'll have a party on that day too. That sounds like a lot of fun. I actually am going to have a lot of partying going on that exact date because it's my birthday, which as I'm recording, it's tomorrow. So I'm recording this on the 16th and tomorrow is my birthday. So I'm so, so happy to be here. I'm older than 30 now, but my husband said it's better than the alternative, right? The other thing I want to talk about is in the fall, I'm solidifying the dates right now, but we are going to have a women's event where we're going to go away from the kids and away from the husband and away from the work and all of that. And we are all going to go together and we are going to have off the chain music, speakers who inspire us. We're going to go on a Friday night and have a dance. Then Saturday morning, we're going to get up and have breakfast together. We're going to have someone talk to us and maybe share beauty products, maybe a fashion show. It's all in the works right now. So when you think of me, pray. So we get this thing together, but it's going to be an overnight and we're going to do our first one in Lexington, but I want to end up doing them. I'm going to do them twice a year in September and in March. So you heard it here. We're going to be doing this big women's event and you are going to be invited and we're going to stay the night in a hotel and we're going to make sure it has a hot tub and a swimming pool and continental breakfast and maybe, I don't know, maybe some dancers. No, we probably won't do that. Something fun for you. Shopping, really good shopping close too. So that's coming up. So I wanted to let you know all of that. And you can find more information about the Julie Tussey Show at thejulietusseyshow.com. And you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. You can find us everywhere. Just type in the Julie Tussey Show in Google and you'll find us everywhere. But definitely connect with us and follow us and interact. I want to hear from you. I want to hear if there's things you want me to talk about on the podcast or subjects, just let me know. I'm all about that because this podcast is for you. It is for you. And we want to contribute to your life and help you live a better life. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
We are aging wells on The Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of The Julie Tussey Show. So today we're talking about Harper Bazaar's article they had online, 10 Spring and Summer 2018 Fashion Trends to Start Wearing Now. Yes. I'm ready. Are you ready? It's a little chilly out right now, but I'm ready. So number one, one of the things you can see coming this year in spring and summer is sequins. That's right. I said it. I said it out loud and I said it on air. And a lot of people think of sequins just for evening gown wear, but to say sequins and sparkles will be a big deal next summer is an understatement. In every fashion capital, glitter prevailed this spring. So spring of 2018, you're going to see sequins. I would say you'll see them on everything from sweatshirts to boots to dresses to, I think they're just mixing. I think basically you can like throw on your glitter top and your sequin top with your sweatpants and go to the gym. That's what I think. Everything is like mixed up, baby. It's so mixed up. But I cannot say no to sequins. Now, I do think you can go overboard. So I think just use wisdom, okay? Sequins are a powerful thing. Sequins are powerful. Two, pastels. Whether lilac, pink, lemon, or duck egg blue, expect to see an array of fashion's prettiest shades next season. Now, I love this because we have not seen pastels in a long time. And pastels are really in right now because Easter is right around the corner. And I, you know, you can rock some lilac and you can rock some soft pink, but I'm gonna rock the lemon. I'm checking into this lemon thing. That's got my eye. But you'll see it in everything from dresses to shirts, probably pants. I think whole pant suits are coming in it. So go to your local store. I like Macy's. I like Chico's. I like it. You'll see it. You'll see it there. So just get you some. You can never go wrong with a nice pastel blouse with sexy jeans and some sandals. Can't go wrong. Three, checks, or what I call plaids. It looks as if heritage checks are going nowhere for the season ahead. Think Burberry. That's what I thought. Now, I am not much of a plaid girl, although when you hear me talk with Julie in London, I really love kilts. Speaking of, I'm going to be finding one for my husband because they're so cool. Oop, TMI, TMI. Anyway, I love plaids on a kilt. And I just don't do plaid too much. But I think if you can rock it, it can be really cute. I expect to see it in jackets, skirts, pants, that kind of thing. In the fall, of course, in scarves, it's nice. And you can also get it on the inside of a raincoat from Burberry. So checks or plaids aren't going anywhere. Four, plastic. Okay, now this one is like crazy to me. I can't wrap my head around it, but I'm looking at it. So the Harper's Bazaar said, plastic is perfect for British summers. Waterproof plastics were a prominent look for spring and summer 2018. Really, what I saw was like see-through rain jackets, see-through clear rain hats with a normal outfit on it. I do think that they're going to put like panels of plastic like you might wear in the 80s. We would wear like these baggy sweatshirts. And I would say that there might be stripes of plastic on the front, that kind of thing. I did see whole dresses made out of plastic. Now, honey, can we talk on the Julie Tussie Show? Ain't no dress going to be up on this body and cause me to sweat because Julie Tussie does not like to sweat. Nope. I don't think I'll be embracing the plastic, but there it is for you in case you are interested or in case you are going to Britain. It's going to be good for that. Number five. Ooh, I love, love, love this one. Fringing or fringes. Oh my goodness. Fringing made a surprise comeback this season. Far from festival incarnations. In other words, think about Julie Tussie in Las Vegas, the Julie Tussie Show going to Las Vegas and how fringy that could have been. Fringe is current and beautiful on everything from dresses to boots. I have seen it everywhere and I'm so glad that it is staying in. Fringes can just add such a fashion statement to your clothing. So don't be afraid. And if you don't know how to wear fringe, here's the safest thing you can do with fringe. And this is my personal tip for you. You're welcome. You simply get a duster or like a vest type thing. And they come very, very light for summer. Get it. Make sure it comes down to about mid thigh and have a little fringe on the bottom. You cannot go wrong, no matter your figure type, with that. If you're shorter, you may want to do one that stops at the waist and fringes down. But yes, definitely a duster with fringes. You cannot go wrong. Now, if you want to get a whole top with fringes down the sleeves and stuff, you can rock it. You can rock it. But the other one, that's my safe choice. Number six, bold color. So we've got pastels and bold color. I think they might be covering their bases here. Or they're getting really, really creative. But next summer will be very bright indeed. If the catwalks are any indication, the shows were awash with vibrant, bold shades to suit every coloring. I mean, we're talking about bright yellow, bright blue, bright red. I didn't see a lot of orange, and it wasn't neon. So just like really rich. If you remember the color palette for your seasons, like a really rich spring or summer color, that's what you're going to see. That's what's going to be in. Number seven. Okay, I have to admit, I absolutely love this. This might be intimidating to some people, but on the Julie Tussie Show, we will teach you how to wear the most current trends and do it in a way that is modest enough that you don't feel uncomfortable. You'll understand when I tell you this category. It is sheer or transparent clothing. That's right. That's what I said, sheer. Well, transparency was a headlining trend this year, 2018 spring and summer fashion trends. Sheer coats, sheer dresses, and skirts revealed, and underneath they were wearing cycling shorts and full briefs. Okay, so you might not have, if you have the body, I mean, if you have the perfect body, honey, just go for it. Please don't go braless. I'm just asking. They did that on the catwalk. They're, you know, it was embarrassing. It was just embarrassing. If you're going to go braless, just wear your sheers in your bedroom, okay? That'll work really, really well for your marriage, i.e., it will. It really, really will. I just saved your marriage. But if you're going to go out in public and maybe you're like me, where you're not as thin as you want to be, maybe you got a little cellulite here and there, you got issues or you're busty or whatever, you can actually get these beautiful sheer dresses and tops, and you can find like a spaghetti strap plain t-shirt and put under them, and it's beautiful. It's just gorgeous. You can actually wear your jeggings or your leggings underneath, or you can wear tights with a pair of bicycle shorts, or what they used to call them, lollipops, like these panties, and then have a sheer skirt over. You can actually, they used to make a lot of slips. You could wear a black slip with lace on the bottom under a sheer dress for an evening out. Or for a daytime look, say it's kind of like a house dress, kind of sheer house dress thing. I did see some of those. You can actually get it's almost a t-shirt or a polyester fabric, and it's spaghetti straps, of course, no sleeves, and just kind of fitted down really, really plain, maybe to the mid-thigh or slightly above your knee, as long as it's shorter than your sheer garment. And you can wear like a whole dress or a whole outfit underneath of this sheer. And Harper's Bazaar went on and said, basically, it's all about what lies beneath this season. And it's so true. So to me, it's kind of like build your base. It can be a little bit more form-fitting. Maybe I'll actually do a video on this, because I think this is so beautiful when you can wear sheer clothes, sheer shirts, that kind of thing. I love them. And FYI, I just put 3 of my sheer shirts in a giveaway bag that I'm pulling back out, because I am going to rock the transparency clothing. I'm gonna do it. So definitely check into it. Go online and Google it and see what's out there. Go in the store and buy it. And while you're doing it, think tank tops and think beautiful, sexy camisoles and slips. Come on, let's bring it back. I miss that from the 1950s in the skirts. The slips, they were just absolutely beautiful. And now you can highlight them and still be covered up enough that you feel good about yourself. I mean, you can literally wear a full, what are those shirts that keep your, they keep your body completely covered and warm, like a t-shirt that's made out of this polyester fabric or a long sleeve shirt. I'm sure you could find something like that if you don't want your arms to show, a 3/4 length or whatever. But you can find some way to wear these sheers and rock them, because you are a glam girl and you can do it. Number 8, ruffles. Ruffles have ridges in my house, and we don't find many of the other kind in my closet. I don't know. I'm just not very romantic in my dress or super feminine romantic, but they can be beautiful when added in the right places. So ruffles added a feminine romantic air yet again this season. Givenchy and Valentino incorporated them in all their shows. You will see them in the stores. Just be careful of the placement. I mean, if you're going to get a dress with ruffles, the wraparound ruffle, if the dress is a wraparound where it kind of goes across your chest and cinches at the side, you're just really going to have to try them on. Ruffles in the wrong places can really add bulk, in my opinion. So try it on. And if you look good and you feel good, baby, go ahead and rock it. And last but not least on my list from Harper's Bazaar, Cinderella shoes. Oh, I know. Sounds crazy, right? If next season's glitzy sequined ready-to-wear is too much for you, then perhaps sparkling Cinderella shoes are an alternative. So we're talking about like sparkling high heels, sequined high heels, sequined. I actually have a pair of sequined deck shoes that I wore for a long time. So cute with shorts and a t-shirt. I mean, a plain white t-shirt, plain jean shorts, some cute jewelry, and some sequined slip-ons. Very, very nice. So if you're not really all that glammy and glitzy and you can't do that and feel good in your own skin, this is a great alternative. And there is nothing like putting on like a monotone outfit and letting your shoes be the spotlight. They are in the spotlight. They are the focal point, and they are hot and awesome. So go on to Macy's or wherever you buy your shoes and get you a pair that you can only wear when you go out on a hot date. And then get you some slides or some deck shoes or some sandals. So you heard it here on the Julie Tussey Show. We are so happy to bring you the current fashion trends because we want you to feel good, to look good, and to stay current. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. Please do go connect with us on facebook.com/The Julie Tussey Show. Please go check out our sponsor, Dr. Henry Wells at wellsplasticsurgery.com. Great skincare, great things going on with them. There's so many things you can do to improve your skin. And if you need something completely changed, you can do that too, because you deserve to be the best you can be. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/The Julie Tussey Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. For gorgeous designer-inspired jewelry with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Again, that's julietussey.mypremierdesigns. Jewelry you're going to love to live with. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.